This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Markets are closed today in observance of the Christmas holiday. Here's how the markets closed yesterday. Joined by Ethan Robson of AgMarket.net. So Ethan, as you look at it here today, is this just a case of we had been kind of on the negative side of the ag marketplace, or at least not really following through on any kind of bullish information? Was this kind of the day that the dam broke a little bit and we at least had some positive price movement?
It is, yeah. And you have a low volume type trading day too, so most people just stick with the trends for the price action over the last couple of days. March corn's been able to get above that 200-day moving average, which is supportive. We've seen wheat markets come off their recent low as well, with some geopolitical risk being added. And soybeans came back from their being oversold on the charts as well. So combination of all three, just oversold, lack of bullish news really over the last week and a half. And so just trying to claw back, get back into a more neutral price range.
And we haven't had a ton of bullish news, as you mentioned, but at the same time, we have had some good export news. Is that enough to carry us maybe a little bit coming out of the Christmas break?
For corn and wheat, yes. Both corn and wheat have pretty good export, great exports programs for corn. Corn export sales remain one of the best on record, if not the best on record. And then our wheat program as well continues to impress. Now, obviously, the story for soybeans is a little bit different.
That was Ethan Robson with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
Markets are closed today in observance of the Christmas holiday. Here's how the markets closed on Wednesday. March corn up 3 cents at 450 and a half. January soybeans up 11 and a quarter at 1062 and three quarters. January soybean meal up 360 at 304.70. January soybean oil up 74 cents at 49.04. Chicago wheat up 5 and a half at 522 and a half. Minneapolis wheat up a penny at 582. Kansas City hard red wheat up 6 and a quarter at 534 and a quarter. March oats up 10 and a quarter at 303 and three quarters. On the Merck, February live cattle down $1.23 at 228.78. January feeder cattle up 38 cents at 345 even. February lean hogs down 88 cents at 85.10. February pork cutout unchanged at 93.75. Class 3 milk down 13 cents at 15.27. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.